Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The British Navy has always been steeped in tradition, and naturally enough, the anniversary of the birthday of the late Admiral Sir Benjamin Troutbridge, born 1741, vanished 1797, will not pass unnoticed by the crew of the frigate named after him. Well, let's face it, one excuse for a flaming great nosh-up in the wardroom is as good as another. At least that well-known bon viveur, C.P.O. Pertwee, thinks so, and is on his way to number one's cabin to complete the alcoholic arrangements, after ensuring that able seaman Johnson is tarting the boat up.
Able seaman Johnson's got a lot of work, which able seaman Johnson would much prefer to shirk. For if able seaman Johnson finds he must persist, able seaman Johnson is going round the twist. Oh, able seaman Johnson's got a lot.
I'll tell you what able seaman Johnson hasn't got. A boy. Look, you may as well know my little West Country nit. I wasn't mad about the Liverpool sound. I'm not keen on the Birmingham sound.
Oh, huh?
And if I hear any more of the Plymouth sound, my boot will cause a large hiatus in your Plymouth herd.
I come from a musical family, you know.
I'd never have guessed.
Oh, yeah, my Uncle Tobias used to bring his violin round. We used to have musical evenings every Saturday.
I'm not interested in Johnson's at home for musical swarries.
Musical what?
Private bash about round the Joanna. Look, what I'm interested in is tomorrow's booze up in the wardroom.
Oh, you mean the happy birthday, Admiral Troutbridge, even though you snuffed it, do?
Exactly. Look, there'll be a lot of top brass aboard tomorrow, Johnson. So let's have bags of an elbow grease on ours before they see it. Come on, get on with it. Get polishing.
I suppose you'll be getting ready for the anniversary nosh-up as well, Chief.
Certainly. I shall be performing my customary duty of working myself to a paralytic standstill, dispensing wallop to the assembled company in strict rotation.
What do you mean in strict rotation?
Me first and them after, if there's any left. I've just got to make the final arrangements for the number one now. Keep polishing, lad. Give the brass a dollop of glass.
Come in.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting, sir. Now, about the alcoholic entertainment of the guests tomorrow, sir. And I thought that we'd better get in another crate or two.
Oh, there's no need for you to worry about the wardroom wallop this time, Chief.
And then another 1,000 or 2 fags might come in.
Pardon? Mr. Murray said you needn't bother about the refreshment.
Hey, but I must, sir. I mean, I've got to serve them, and I'd hate to run out of Pertwee's poot and punch just the things for turning giggly.
Now, evidently, I haven't made myself clear, Chief. We've decided, Mr. Phillips and I, that this year we simply cannot risk letting you serve drinks in the wardroom again.
Exactly, sir. That's what I'm...
Hey! What am I? Not serve the drinks. So what do you do? Not serve behind the bar? It's a joke, isn't it? Isn't it a joke?
Yes.
You're pulling my hoof, aren't you?
No, Chief. Able Seaman Johnson will be acting as wardroom steward.
Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know the first thing about it. He can't make a poot and punch like Pertwee.
We're relying on that, actually. The last punch you've made was not only undrinkable, but if anyone had struck a match, it would have blown out the whole of Portsmouth.
Well, I thought it was delicious.
It may have been, but after you'd had some, you weren't.
That reminds me, what did you do with all our visitors' hats and coats?
Oh, they turned up 2 days later.
Did they?
Yes, they floated past.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know what you're both talking about. I was just trying to make the party go.
Quite. Now, this time we're trying to prevent it going so far.
Oh, gents, look, please, you can't do this, the Pertwee. I've always served the drink. I enjoy it.
Yes, We had noticed.
It must have taken him hours.
What must? Making that punch?
No, pushing all the visitors' hats and coats through the porthole.
Yeah, I remember now. It did. Yeah, look. If I promise not to push that clobber into the drink, can I be the wardroom steward again?
No, Chief.
Well, how about my tripping around with a tray of dodgy-looking grub?
Dodgy-looking grub?
Yeah, you know, tiny fish on hunks of tooth. Bridge rolls with lumps of wet lettuce hanging out the side. And sausages on minute little pearls.
Well, put that way, it does sound like dodgy-looking grub, doesn't it?
Nice of you to offer, Pertwee, but no thank you.
How about the music, sir? I mean, couldn't I take charge of the gramophone and ensure a continuous flow of background music?
No, Chief. Your idea of background music is to belt out 8 long players of the Beatles.
Or a suspicious version of Colonel Bogey every time a senior officer walks past.
Just tell me, what's left? Cigars, sir! Oh, couldn't I hand round the cigars and the cigarettes?
Chief, you may as well accept it. You are not going into the wardroom and therefore not getting anywhere near our bar tomorrow. You've had it.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, can I help Johnson stock it up this afternoon, sir? Eh? I mean, it's a big job. It's a big... He hasn't looked at all well lately, sir. So out of loyalty, I'd be only too pleased to up the odd crate.
No, Chief. No, 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 no.
No?
No.
What a stirring, sir.
Ah, now, Chief, if there's any left, we'll stand you an orange juice after the visitors have left, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. I shall look forward to that with eager anticipation. All day.
We'll see it doesn't go to your head, brother.
Oh, that'll do, Mr. Phillips. He's going a funny color.
Carry on, Chief. Thank you, sir. I intend to. And I know who at. Johnson! Johnson, you scheming, underhanded perk pitcher. Where are you? Stabbed in the back, that's what I've been. It's a conspiratorial. Well, I've got news for you, my son. Pertwee's not beaten yet. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be ill. Eh? Horribly, horribly ill. So ill, you can't be a steward. And who will step into the breach at the last minute? None other than...
Chief.
What?
I've got a note here from number one.
Eh? What do you want about? Let's have a look at it. Dear Pertwee, don't bother to put Johnson on sick parade in the morning. The M.O. has been warned. Nothing less than a temperature of 125 will be accepted. Signed, S. Murray, Lieutenant. Johnson, if you laugh immoderate just once more, you'll have a temperature of 155 in the morning. I'll boil you in oil.
Sorry, pardon. I'll try and bring you back a sausage on a minute little pole.
Don't bother. Somehow or another, Pertwee is going to be there.
Well, it all seems to be going quite smoothly, doesn't it?
Yes, it's amazing what a difference it's made not having Pertwee about, isn't it? We should have realized years ago that he was the one who was putting the mockers on all our parties.
Some room, or I'll trample over the lot of you.
Oh, dear, here comes trouble.
Ah, number one. You're the fool I'm looking for. Where is it?
Where is what, sir?
Eh? Well, the rot cut, of course. That wicked tack that makes a treble scotch taste like mineral water. Beats me how you ever found anything to keep it in that didn't melt.
We're not having the punch this time, sir. Mr. Murray's too old.
Philip. What was that? Not having it because Murray's got a cold? Oh, what a lot of balderdash. Doing the world a good. There isn't a germ that could live in that muck.
No, sir. I haven't got a cold. What Mr. Phillips said was time to...
I say, you have got a cold, haven't you? Wait. Reeking ivy, who dragged that old trout in?
Pardon?
I think he means Mrs. Povey, sir.
Oh, you mean the lady in the hat with the flowers on it, sir?
No. The old biddy with the Percy thrower set on her bonnet.
Yeah, that's Mrs. Povey, sir. Captain Povey's wife.
Oh, well, good luck to the idiot. With a hat like that, she must be costing him a fortune in fertilizer alone.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Why, what have you done? Oh, don't tell me I'm off. There's a fool over there I know. Oi, Porky! God, stand still, can't you? I'm coming alongside.
Ah, C.P.O. Pertwee. I had a feeling it might be you.
Everything going all right?
Splendid, thank you.
Any further alcoholic supplies required, sir? Perhaps I'd better just check with Johnson and see if there's any...
You needn't bother, Chief. Johnson's doing splendidly. Nice of you to call.
Well, if there's anything else I can do, sir, I'll be only too...
Here, I say, number one.
Hello, Padre. Enjoying yourself?
Oh, tremendously. But I do wish you would have a word with that somewhat rotund steward behind the bar. I have tried, but so far, alas, to no avail.
Oh, Johnson, you mean, Padre. What's the trouble?
Oh, nothing serious. He's coping magnificently, no doubt. But through his noble efforts, I am facing a slight crisis.
In what way?
Well, he just doesn't seem to have got the idea at all. You see, every time I ask for orange juice, in order that I may circulate amongst the the company and appear careful, he keeps putting a dirty great double gin in it.
Oh, dear.
Quite. Up to now, I've tipped a large gin and orange into every potted plant and flower vase in the world. And in my desperate search for available horticulture, I tipped the last one into Mrs. Povey's hair. And I fear it may soon begin to seep through.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, leave it with me, Padre.
So kind. Lovely, do.
Yes, Chief?
Just to say that the Admiral's car has been parked in the official car park. Dead. So there's no danger of him being done for a couple of quid. So I'll just hang on by the bar here, sir, whilst you tell him in case...
Thank you, Chief. You needn't bother. There's no reply.
Sir, I haven't had so much as a sniff of a cork up to now.
Hard luck.
Yes. Well, if there's anything else I can do, I say, sir. Look who I've found, Lieutenant Commander Stanton.
Found? Oh, I didn't know I was lost, old fruit. Still, you know best, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I doubt it, sir. This is Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
So...
You remember, sir, I served under you as a navigation officer when you were captain of Trowbridge.
Did you, old Compass Point? Well, it takes all sorts, doesn't it? Oh, lovely ship, that lovely ship. I wonder whatever happened to her.
You're aboard her now, sir.
Yes. Am I really? Oh, only goes to show, doesn't it, old boots? Life is full of little something or other, isn't it? Have you found that?
Yes, I'm sure.
You've heard, of course. You have heard. I'm captain of the destroyer Makepeace now, I think.
Oh, is that so, sir?
Yeah, well, yes, officially, yes. In practice, there isn't a man aboard who takes a blind bit of notice of me, but here. just a minute. Don't I know you, old Sink Tidy? I'm sure I do. Yes, of course. You were my navigation officer on Trowbridge, weren't you?
No, sir, he wasn't, sir. I was.
Yes, I never forget a face, you know. What? You?
Yes.
Oh, well, isn't that strange? Nobody ever told me, huh?
Told you what, sir?
Well, that I had two navigation officers in Trowbridge.
This conversation's gone cuckoo.
Yes, It does seem to be a good gracious talking of cuckoo. Mm. Look at that clock.
Oh, goodness.
I must dash. I'm supposed to be at a cocktail party aboard Troutbridge.
Come in, so am I, sir.
Oh, are you? Well,
yes, sir.
Come on, let's go together, old Garter.
Yes.
Whoever you are, yes. Come on.
Yes, cheerio, number one. I'm off to a party in Troutbridge. And I'm already there, aren't I?
Well, there's a surprise. Pertwee. What is it this time, Chief?
It's raining, sir. I take it the assembled company won't want to leave, so I wonder if you'd like me to bring up some more wallop in case presents are blown.
No, thank you, Chief.
Oh. Well, if there's anything else,
I'd say one thing for Pertwee, sir. He's persistent.
Very. Well?
It stopped raining, sir.
And?
Well, sir, I was wondering, sir, as it's such a lovely day, how would you like me to set up a second bar on the deck? Hey? And if any of your guests wanted a breath of fresh air, they could...
No, thank you, Chief.
Oh. Well, if there's any...
It's a shame about old Pertwee, really. I wonder if next time I should offer him that orange juice. If we leave him out in the cold much longer, he'll bung all our visitors' hats and coats to the porthole anyway.
That is a risk we should just have to take. Now, we'd better circulate among the guests and see if there's anything they want.
Yes, well, if they're getting bored, sir, we could always take them up on deck to watch their clobber floating past.
I don't think we'll bother. Go and see if you can get the Admiral away from Mrs. Povey. He looks as if he needs help.
Yes.
And it's no good your shaking your head at me and calling me all good woman. You cannot escape that.
All I said was...
Never mind what you said. I'm chatting now. Now, my dear husband has obviously been overlooked. And if you don't wang a bit of promotion his way before long, I'll be up in your office to know the reason why.
Could I only...
There is a sight more to admiraling than trotting round the flagship in a three-cornered hat hoisting comic signals. What suppose to spot a good man when you see him? And my Henry's a good man, aren't you, Henry?
Oh, yes, my love. I saw the Admiral, doesn't...
You see? That's two against one.
Now, look here.
I don't want to have to speak to you again, Admiral, so let's be hearing from you in a day or two. In the meantime, I'll see that he gets measured for his new little suit straight away.
Mother, please.
Right. Well, that's all settled then, isn't it? Off you go, Admiral. Tell your faulty little yarns to your other sailor friends. Ramona has had her say.
Has she really? Well, now I'm going to have mine.
Permission granted. What is it?
Madam, go and water your hat. He's dying. Good day to you. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I shall be done up to service for this. I know I shall.
No nonsense, nonsense. It all went splendidly. All we need now is for you to purse this party up a bit by doing your funny turn.
Oh. Oh, no, Ramona, you don't understand.
No arguing. Ramona knows best. Now, we must impress the Admiral and his little friends whilst they're here. Hey, you, blondie.
Who?
You, with the dyed hair.
It's not dyed. It's bleached. I mean, it's rinsed.
No,
it's something you... Why don't you water your hat? How's your fertilizer? You wanted me, madam.
I did. Cut them all up for a bit. Henry's going to do his funny turn.
Oh, very, my love. I couldn't possibly.
Exactly, and even if you could, we'd rather you didn't. Well?
It's raining again, sir. And turning cold with it, so if you'd like me to brew up some soup... I'll just get some sherry from the bar.
No, thank you, Chief.
Oh. Well, if...
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Your wife wants to shut everybody up while you're having a funny turn. Is that right?
Silence! You want to get a thing done, do it yourself. Quiet now. All face me, no fidgeting. My dear husband is going to do his funny turn. Bags of smiles everywhere. You're in for a treat. Off you go, Henry.
Thank you, Padre, for that generous welcome. But first, a little song dedicated to the flagship of the late Admiral, Sir Benjamin Trutbridge.
Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You'd look sweet to talk about a treat.
Creeping ivy's plaster.
What is it this time?
And it couldn't help hearing that you've got round to the singing wallet, sir, and I thought supplies by now must be getting short. So if I get at the key, I'll nip below and get up a few crates.
No, Chief.
Oh, well.
I'll start again.
Any old iron, any old
Captain
iron.
Service, sir, what are you talking about, any old iron? I mean, the Admiral Trout, which is there, the ships were made of wood.
Oh, yes, of course. I stand corrected. Any old wood, any old wood, any old wood. You'd look good to talk about a wood.
Oh, lock him up, somebody, for Pete's sake. He must have found the rot gut.
No, it's all right, sir. Look, never mind the song. I'll go straight into the impersonation. First, James Kegan. Now, listen, you guys. Ha, 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 ha. Get this straight. Ha, 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 ha. Frank Highfield. I remember you. Woo! Will fight. I belong to Glasgow.
Then Flaming will go there. Shades of Samuel Beat. This is a fool who wanted promoting. If I have my way, he'll be promoted clean out of the service altogether.
Keep going, Henry. We've got him now.
I don't know about got him. I'd say he's had him.
And back to Frank Highfield. I remember you. Woo! Well?
I'm desperate now, sir. Could I have that orange juice, please?
Oh, very well. Go over to the bar and get it. You can't make things any worse than they are now.
At last, I'm much obliged. Excuse me, Danway. Let a heck of a thirst come through. Ladies and gents, please. Johnson! Hey! Who's Johnson?
Hello, Chief. You fiddle your way in then, have you?
Yeah. Here, number one of Mr. Phillips say I can have an orange juice.
Ah, excuse me, Jeff.
Yes, Padre?
Just a word of warning, if I may presume. I couldn't help overhearing what you said, and do be careful of this new steward, won't you? He's a good lad, one of the very, very best. Indeed, I'm quite sure of it. But unless you watch him pouring your orange juice, he may inadvertently put a dirty great double gin in it.
Thank you, Padre. I'll watch it.
Not at all.
And in conclusion, may I present my grand finale.
Oh, nasty.
I shall proceed to tear this ordinary rolled-up sheet of newspaper into a lifelike impression of a line of Tinner Girls. At the same time, I shall give my last impression.
Anything but that.
Lock him up, arrest the fool.
Keep going, Henry. They're loving it.
Climb up on my knees, sonny boy, though you're made of wood, sonny boy.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How is the party entertainer this morning?
Well, I haven't dared ask him, but every now and then I've heard a great howl of anguish coming from his office.
Oh, I can't say I'm surprised. If only you'd served Pertwee's Pert and Punch, none of this would have happened.
Well, it probably would, but everybody would have been too stinking to notice.
Thanks to the Padre, all Pertwee cop with one stinking orange juice.
Oh, come now, surely you had a little something in it.
Yes, sir, I did. A straw.
Oh, there he goes again. Look, I think you'd better go in and see what he wants.
After yesterday, we know what he wants. A new career.
Perhaps he could turn professional and do his funny turn on the telly.
Oh,
Really, I know the telly's pretty grim, but it doesn't put on things as ghastly as that.
Oh, I don't know.
How right you are, sir. Do you know, here, sir, last Wednesday, there was a right knit on. Here, a bloke with blonde hair. You know, died probably in a little fair moustache here.
I think we'd better see Captain Purvis. Perhaps you're right.
Good morning, sir.
Don't be ridiculous, number one. It's a terrible morning.
Terrible, terrible. I shall never listen.
Nonsense, sir. Of course you will. I mean, just because everybody for miles has heard about it and it's a big joke in every wardroom and mess from Pompey to Hong Kong. I'm not cheering you up much, am I?
No, Phyllis, you're not. No, but gentlemen, my entire career is at stake. Well, what am I going to do? The Admiral is coming here this morning and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he asked me to resign my commission.
Oh, I doubt that, sir. More likely a court-martial. You know, conduct unbecoming to an officer or something like... I'm still not cheering you up much, am I?
No.
No, but this needs thinking about.
Yeah.
Pertwee.
Oh, sorry.
I suppose you couldn't,
Yes?
No, it wouldn't work.
Oh, if only my dear wife Ramona hadn't made me do it. Even now she doesn't realize what she's done. She kept me up half the night complaining.
Complaining about what, sir?
Oh, I don't know. And apparently some fool tipped a gin and orange in her hat.
Oh dear.
Yes, not only did it ruin her hat, but it had some chemical effect on her henna rinse. And now she's got a mauve neck.
Oh, nasty.
Yes. Just quite, but never mind that. Now, what am I going to say to the Admiral?
Yeah. Tricky.
Percy, will you stop doing that?
Oh, sorry, pardon the game, sir, but I would like to say one thing, sir. In passing, sir.
What?
Well, it couldn't have been me that tipped that giggle water in your wife's hat, because I wasn't invited.
Oh, not again. It's a pity you weren't. That murderous punch of yours might have helped.
My sentiments exactly, sir. Nobody can say I did not.
No. Now, look here.
I mean, granted, it makes people do their nut. But it don't turn their necks mauve. Leastwise, last time it didn't.
I got it.
What, the mauve neck?
Yes. No. No, a way out for Captain Povey. He could say...
Yes, yes.
No, it wouldn't work. No.
I suppose you could say you did it for a bet, sir.
Yeah, what about saying you had flu and didn't know what you were doing?
Or someone gave you a dodgy drink, which would never have happened if you'd had Pertwee's potent punch.
No, it's hopeless. I'll never live this down, never.
Stop blabbering at me, woman. Out of me way.
But, sir, he's got people in there.
He's in his underwear. Who cares? Out the road.
What on earth?
The Admiral, sir.
Morning, all. Well, how's the Alec Guinness of Portsmouth?
I can't apologize enough for that, Admiral.
He can explain, sir.
You see, I wasn't invited.
And someone bet you he got flu, so he got plastered, you see.
What the blazes are you all talking about?
My funny, sir.
Oh, that? Well, I've been on the blur to me mates at Admiralty about that, and it's all arranged. There's some frightful stag party effort coming up shortly, and they booked you for the cabaret.
Say, what?
Don't argue, they have. Not often we get the chance of seeing a senior officer make a complete Charlie of himself. As soon as I told them about yesterday, they couldn't wait to get a butcher's at you themselves.
No, but I... Oh, well,
actually, if I could bring a little relaxation and amusement to my fellow officers, you know, I'm always only too willing.
Oh, do stop waffling on, Povey. It's all fixed. Provided you get away with it at the court-martial, of course.
That's... What?
Nasty charge, that's my word. You must have had a few. I had to stay the night in some frightful hotel.
Yes, well, if that's all, gentlemen, I don't know what...
Are they dry yet?
If nobody wants...
Admiral, what on earth are you talking about? What am I being charged with?
Charged with? Dunking my hat and coat in the sea, of course.
What?
bit much, you know, bunging a chap's hat and coat through a porthole.
Good morning, old.
Pertwee, come back here. Stop him, somebody. Stop that man. He's the one. He doesn't have to be here. Stop him. Bring him back, I say. Bring him back.